This is kind of like a continuation of last week's episode where we were talking about this amazing, amazing soldering job that Robbie did.
So good.
Oh, so
such a valiant effort.
It actually worked. It actually worked. By some kind of television miracle, it worked.
Yes.
Jeff, do you remember way back on episode number 431 when you recommended that I buy
a battery-powered
soldering iron?
Yes.
Do you remember that?
I do.
I just want to say for the record, it sucks.
Well, let's be clear. That is not the one I had.
Oh, let's be clear. That one's not the same. It's not exactly the same model. It's a battery-powered soldering iron.
Mine's great, though.
Is it great? What is it great for?
It's great for little at-home projects.
Okay.
Yeah, like I will fix light bulbs.
You know you can just replace them, right?
No.
How do you fix light bulbs?
When,
like you build a new filament out of solder?
No, like, you know, with like, I like to tinker. So like with Christmas bulbs, you know how there's the wires that come
in
and replace them? Sometimes they'll break and I just don't feel like, you know, buying a new one or whatever.
So you put them back together?
Yeah, I'll just heat them up, put them together and they work great. They're fine. I'll put together some of the kids' toys that break where they've got little metal elements, stuff like that.
Huh.
So
last week, Jeff, I built this board here, and I did a smashingly good job.
Oh, my. Quasimodo, man.
Maybe we should pay attention to the 5-volt. It looks pretty good.
Hey, that looks better.
Yeah, that looks pretty good. That looks pretty good. And I was using this wireless thing, and I really don't like it. And I said to the viewers, I really don't like it. So I know I'm blaming my tools, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I put new batteries in it for the sake of the demonstration. It still didn't really heat up very well. Wasn't really working.
Okay, how did you use it, though?
Poorly. I am an amateur.
Okay.
And I am an admitted amateur. But I'm learning.
You're learning.
Is that a quick heat up?
Pretty quick. I'd say like 40 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
So not bad.
Mine is like a 5-second heat up.
Oh, you and you're showing 5 seconds?
But like I would never start using it the 5 seconds. I let it heat up, and then I heat the item I'm working with. Then I throw the solder in.
Okay. Lots of advice came in after last week's show.
Of course.
Should we tackle this, Sasha?
Yes.
You've got your list of comments that came in. First of all, I'm going to start with Circuit Man's comment.
Yeah,
Circuit Man says it's okay for me to do that because they get longer and angrier as the comments go on. No, everybody, thank you so much for your kindness. That was very kind this week. Circuit Man says, awesome show, and Robbie, your soldering is better than mine.
It's a good start.
Yay!
For someone named Circuit Man, I figure that you are probably in the know, so I appreciate that very much.
Right. Robert Putnam said that soldering iron is fine, but your soldering technique is backward. Wipe the hot tip off with the cloth so that there is minimal solder left. Okay. Ideally, the tip will be shiny. Use the clean tip to heat whatever you're soldering and feed the solder onto that piece, not the soldering tip.
Right.
What's happening with your method is that the solder is oxidizing and preventing any flow to the piece.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. That makes sense. So I did a poor job by touching the solder to the hot tip and then touching the tip to the...
Yes.
Right.
Don't do that.
Okay.
Right.
Don't do that. Okay. We're learning.
Don't do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Next up.
From Igerwald.
Igerwald.
Flux is magic. Pen, SMD, or paste through hole.
Okay.
Also said...
I've seen flux.
Right.
Sorry, did Igerwald say something else?
Also said, yeah, you need some desoldering tools.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
so two comments.
Also.
First comment is about the flux. So the solder that I bought has 2% flux. So I am a novice. I'm not using solder. I'm not using flux in addition to the solder, but I'm using one with a rosin core.
Right.
So is that going to help me out? Is that going to work? Now I understand though from just doing a little bit of research since our feature last week that by touching it to the tip first, it's hot, and I'm actually burning off the flux before I get to the board.
Right.
So I'm kind of counteracting the effects of having a flux core.
Right.
But the solder itself has built-in flux.
Now, if you had a flux capacitor, you can go back and tell yourself not to make that mistake, so
you wouldn't ruin
the flux core.
It says 2% on this. A C128D says it's not 2%. It actually, what does it say there? It
says flux, 2%.
2%. Diameter, 0.6. And a bunch of numbers that I don't know what they mean. Next up from Eigerwald as well. What was that one?
Yeah, just that you need some desoldering tools,
dude. Desoldering tools. Okay, we're gonna come back to that one, okay?
Okay.
Desoldering is, like, I've got boxes of circuit boards and motherboards that are dead that I want to be able to desolder, so remove some of the components so that I can then reuse them. So it's like getting free stuff from e-waste, basically.
Right.
So I get some resistors, get some capacitors, loads of capacitors, lots of headers, things like that.
So C128D says 63/37 solder, which has 37% flux.
37%?
Wow.
That's a lot of flux.
That's like half flux. Is good. Wow. Okay, I didn't even know such a thing existed.
Well, now you do.
Mm.
Okay.
And knowing is half the battle.
When you know better, you do better.
All right.
Marshman.
We're learning here tonight together.
Marshman. Personally, hey, Marshman. I would never use a battery-powered soldering iron.
Okay.
There's too much risk of a cold solder joint or cold solder joints and flaky connections.
Not that we encountered any of that during our feature. No.
As the battery drains, and if you do a lot of soldering, good luck finding the bad joints.
Right.
As Robert Putnam stated, the technique is to heat the joints and touch the solder to the underside of the iron while in place on the joint.
Okay.
The solder should flow nicely into the connection. Be careful. Too much solder and it will flow out the other side of the board and you have a glob of solder that can cause a short. If the solder balls up instead of flowing, the joint isn't hot enough.
So do you think that that's all it is? Is that I'm not heating up the joint first? Like if I bring this up for you. So let's get a look here. So let's get a look at one of my terrible joints. I'm going to get out the same wireless soldering iron. Which is going to take 45 seconds.
Did you clean it?
No, I haven't cleaned it. I've got this wire thing, but now it was mentioned there that we need to get like a sponge or something to actually clean it off. Now I've got this like wire cleaner that I've seen people use, and I thought, hey, that's cool. Dollar store sells those, so yeah. Hey, that works, right? And it does work, but it's not a wet sponge,
right?
So if I heat this up, is it going to make a difference? Let's get some of my 2% flux solder. And let's see how this goes. All right. So I'm going to heat that right up first. Let's use this one because this one looks like I didn't get any solder on there whatsoever. P1.
So what they're saying is heat that up.
Right.
Then let the
Let's get some heat in there.
Then you let the coil then into the heated area. So you don't heat it.
Let's straighten out my solder there.
And let it draw it in.
Okay. There's the flux.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
There. Look at that.
Wow.
Oh, you did it.
What a difference that made.
That looks really good.
Thank you, Sasha. What a change from your attitude last week. Well, then.
So, I hate to be Captain Obvious, but does the battery-powered unit work?
Does it work?
Yes.
Yeah, and I put new batteries in it for the sake of the demonstration
last
week. Absolutely.
Okay.
It does. Like, I had it turned on during the demonstration.
I feel vindicated.
Okay. All right. Viewers, thank you so much. This is part of what I love about Category 5 TV versus other webcasts, other TV shows, is that we try to be very interactive. And this is an opportunity for you to teach us. And in so, we're kind of bringing that about and bringing it back to the viewers as well. So hopefully this is a good learning experience for all of us.
That's true.
Next up.
So Sean White.
Hey, Sean.
I love this. Says, amazing 555. Episode 9.
Episode 555, last week.
Yeah. Nice work, amazing tech tips. Love the microtech. I smell espionage tactics.
Nope, that is flux.
Says, well done. After 555 episodes, still by far the best tech show out there, and I've looked a lot. Keep up the amazing work.
Wow, thanks, Sean.
So even when you have a horrible soldering job, we're still the best thing out there.
What is this? Is this gang up on Robbie Day? Like, come on.
That was a really great one.
It worked.
He was saying 555 was amazing.
And P1 was great.
Yes, yes.
So just now that you've got the solder working, imagine how more amazing 556 is going to be.
Oh, 556, we've already shown you how good 556 is.
Right.
Yeah.
JM, was 555 a coincidence? I'm about where Robbie is with this stuff, and soon you'll find out that 555 is a somewhat special number in beginning intermediate electronics.
Oh.
I did not know that.
I didn't either.
The timing circuit. 555. No, that was entirely unintentional. Last week, just... Yeah, no, we've been doing this show for every single week for 555 weeks specifically.
Waiting.
Specifically so that Robbie could do a miserable soldering job with a miserable tool. That's what we've been working toward. Like, everything led up to that moment. No, we didn't intend that. That wasn't a plan.
Well, we just needed a baseline soldering job from you so that we can gauge.
That was
from
the base. So that now we can see on episode 1055 how far Robbie has come.
Exactly.
And it would be a robot in my place.
Yeah, AI running the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Next up, V2.
Vito Joe
CR.
Right. Some comments on your soldering to make some improvements.
Okay, so here we go. Once again, showing how the community comes together and is directing us and giving us feedback that is going to improve our soldering job.
Yes. So number one, use lead-based solder unless you want it to fail.
Okay.
Your soldering iron can also work at lower temperatures.
With lead-based solder. Okay, that's interesting. I didn't know that. There's a couple of reasons that I switched from lead. Now, here in Canada, I can't get approval to sell devices that I create if they contain lead solder.
Right.
So I decided to change to lead-free because I do intend to eventually get to the point where I'm good enough that, hey, some of the things that I'm building can be sellable.
Right.
We're not there yet.
No.
Don't worry. I'm not selling you anything with miserable joints.
This could be yours.
Now, with that in mind, earlier when C28D said 6337, that's the tin lead ratio. So that wouldn't work in this case.
Oh, okay.
If you're going to be reselling it.
Okay, so that's one of the reasons.
Yeah,
so
for home use, if you're going to resell it, you can't use that. But for home use, you'd be fine.
Okay, so there's two other reasons. I don't have good ventilation. That's reason number two. I don't want to be breathing it in.
No.
I don't want to
be like the Mad Hatter.
A great hobby, but I don't really need cancer right now. And so I'll learn with lead free. I'm happy with that.
Good call.
Third reason kind of stems from that, but also my kids. I really want my kids to participate. And so part of it is getting their hands on the solder, mm-hmm. getting in there, and we're using lead free solder so that I don't feel worried that my 10-year-old is putting his fingers in his mouth after soldering something with a lead core. So there's a couple of things there. So lead-based solder may be better for some uses, mm-hmm. especially in, you know, professional soldering jobs. But I think for me, I'm going to stick with the lead-free. So we just got to make it work.
Right.
Point number two.
You don't add the solder to the tip until you've heated up what you're soldering. Then, and only then, you add the solder.
Thank you. Okay,
so that one out.
Yeah, Marshman commented on that as well. So
yes.
Excellent point, and we proved tonight that that is a very good comment.
Right. Number three, if you put the solder on the tip, you need to clean it off.
Just like that.
Makes sense.
Everything that you did, you need to undo, Robbie. I heard you thinking that.
Yes. So the longer the solder is on the tip of your iron, the more flux you destroy.
Just what I was saying.
Yes.
And it was in my head because of V2 Joe CR's comment.
Right.
Having read it earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting and good point that I'm actually burning off the flux.
Yes.
Which is going to cause issues with my solder joint. Absolutely. And I understand that. So that's cool.
And then keeping in line with that, flux is your friend. It helps the solder to connect to your components. He says, as a bonus tip,
ba-dum-bum.
Please watch some better people solder before you make an attempt to put it on.
Please
TV.
What?
Please watch some better people solder before you make an attempt at soldering on TV.
Hey, come on now. Come on now. Okay. So let's back up and talk a little bit about what Category 5 represents. And first, before I get into that, I want to tell you, and everyone viewing, never let someone tell you don't show what you are learning. Don't never be afraid to fail. Never be afraid to show that I'm not good at this. I'm learning. And the reason I say that is because I think if we all need to achieve this excellence before we're willing to share it with the world, then Category 5 wouldn't exist.
I'm proud of you.
Aw.
It's like a public service announcement.
This is really, that's a really great message, just right across the whole globe.
It's what Category 5 represents. Yeah. Like, we started with a webcam, and we stepping stoned our way up.
Yeah.
And we're looking at stepping stones tonight. And along that line, never, ever feel that way. You need to be able to fail, and you need to be able to do it in the public eye, and it's okay.
And it's okay to have friends that laugh at you.
And it is, absolutely. And it's cool to learn, and I love this show because I can learn with you, and we can learn together, and I appreciate your comments, and we're learning together. I did a pretty good solder joint there.
Yeah, you did. And how many times have we done episodes where you're programming something?
And it fails?
Yeah, and it just it goes horribly wrong. But that's part of what makes the show great, is because some of those shows are the greatest shows to learn from, because you watch it and you go, oh my goodness, I've made the same mistake 100 times and I couldn't figure out what the issue was.
I think we're real too.
Well, yeah, exactly.
There are a lot of great shows.
Yep. We're not just CG.
There are a lot of great shows on YouTube and on television that they figure everything out beforehand and they do it when it's perfect.
Yes.
And so then I, as the lay person, feel like I'm not at that level. I can't achieve this. I can't try this.
Yeah.
Let's start here. And let's work our way up together.
You know, to be honest, it wasn't pretty, but it worked.
It worked.
Like, you did it.
I did it. I did it.
Go team.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you for the comment. I appreciate that.
So C128D first has said recently in the chat room that you need to use separate flux paste.
If you're using
lead-free. Yes.
Okay.
So that's important.
So let me get this straight. Even though I have a 2% flux core in my solder, so I thought, oh, well, it has flux built in, so I don't need to buy flux. Are you telling me I need to go out and buy flux paste so that I can add that to my solder joints before I heat them up?
Is that the idea? Right.
C128 is here with us live. We'll move on with your questions,
so then,
and we'll come back to your response to that question.
Okay, so C128D also says, Robbie, you don't need to spend a lot of money to get a decent soldering iron. All you need is one that plugs into a wall outlet and runs off of AC current. Any of the Weller line would work out quite well for your needs and are reasonably priced. Just select one that is between 20 and 40 watts. Amazon carries them for about $15 to $20, or $15 to $30 US. Not sure what that is in Canadian rupees. and they do an excellent job. Solder. Because there's an L in it.
We're always going to get somebody. Stations. One of our biggest fans is going to say, it's solder. No, it's solder.
It's solder.
Yeah.
I'm just always going to try and say
A Weller soldering station?
Station. Normally started about $100 US.
Okay.
Getting one of the regular irons now and having it as a backup when you can afford the soldering station wouldn't be a waste of money either.
Yeah.
The iron is more portable and less of a hassle for a quick and dirty repair than the station is. But the main thing is that just about any AC-powered soldering iron will be better than a battery-powered toy. Be sure to use 6037 solder. It's better for electrical work than 6040.
Okay. C128D, you said it without saying it, stepping stones, right? Because in my mind, I'm thinking, I need a soldering station. I need the at least the entry level of the best.
Right.
Right? Bang on, my friend. This is what it's about, is finding that stepping stone. So cheap battery powered doesn't really do a very good job. The batteries don't last long. The batteries don't last long enough for doing a good size project.
No, I agree. That's why it's good for small things.
For like a quick, like two joints.
Yes.
And then you're done. Now, I love what C128D pointed out here, that you can get away with just a standard soldering iron, which is a big step up from this little guy,
right,
but not going to cost me the amount of my dream station. So I can work my way up to that soldering station.
Right.
But right now I can get started with something a little less.
Very cool.
And I did.
No.
And I did.
What did you do?
First, let's look at David Fear. Okay. David Fear says, get one of these, and points us to a link to a $70 OLED programmable soldering iron.
Okay.
On Banggood. Very cool. But still $70.
Mm-hmm.
So I may as well look at the $100 right. soldering station at that point. It's starting to get a little bit close to the price. And recommends as well that we look at 6337 or 6040 leaded solder, yes. going right. back to my comments. So based on largely what C128D said about being able to start with something cheap and work your way up, mm-hmm. and then still use that old one as just for the little tinkering here and there.
Totally works.
And then based on reading what David Fear sent and saying, hey, yeah, we can do that. I got on Amazon, and you can head on over to cat5.tv/solderkit, and it arrived already. So
really?
Obviously available on Prime. And I picked one of these up.
Let's see.
And it is way microscopic compared to what I was expecting. I was expecting from the picture that this was going to be like a full-size toolbox.
Right. That's little.
It's like a mini toolbox.
Should
we get into
this?
Yeah. Okay. Let's get this out of the way so that I can show you folks this. So this was the next step from this. This cost me $30. Now, I'll tell you, C128D, you mentioned like the $16 Wellers and things like that. I got on Amazon, I started looking around, and the cheapest that we could get here in Canada was $22 Canadian, and it was not brand name, and it was just a cheap soldering iron.
Right.
So why I went with this kit, it's only $8 more. It came with the box. It came with extra tips, and it came with some extra essentials. So let's get in here. Okay. And this is going to also take us back to Igerwald's comment about having desoldering tools.
Right.
Okay? Let's get in here. So into the box. Boom. First and foremost, a solder sucker.
Oh.
There you go.
Is that for excess solder?
Oh, that's fun.
It also pinches your face.
Is that for excess? Like
this is for removing solder, so you can heat up the solder and then suck it off.
Okay, gotcha.
So that you can remove chips and things and reuse.
Right, that is cool.
Or fix when you mess things up. So that, if you ask me, that's worth probably the extra $8 anyways.
Well, exactly.
It came with a whole bunch of solder. Now, what is this? Lead-free solder wire.
Perfect.
This is 2.0 flux, 20 gauge. No, 0.8 millimeter versus my 0.6 that I have here.
Right.
So similar to
There's
what
a
I
ton
have,
in there.
But it's got a lot.
Yeah.
20 grams, I guess that is. Okay, so it's got this itty bitty tiny toolbox. How cute is that? All right, it's got a box within there. What do we have? And remember, this was only $30. So, okay, what do you expect for $30? It's got a little stand that is basically just a cheap little tray
right.
with a couple of nuts that, hey, you can hold your soldering iron there.
Oh, yeah.
And it's got a sponge that you can wet to clean it. So I didn't have one of these. Now I do. So that's cool. But it's not as nice of a holder as my helping hands.
No.
So I'll probably just end up using my helping hands anyways. But if you don't already have helping hands, that's something anyways.
Exactly.
It's in the box kind of thing. Okay, what else have we got? We've got a couple of tweezers.
Right.
These are anti-static, and I like that. The tweezers that I have become magnetic, so I needed new ones.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's a pain because I'm working with little itty-bitty resistors, and they're magnetized to the tongs, which makes it really, really hard. Then we've got the soldering iron, obviously, but a couple of extra things that came in the kit. It's got desoldering wire. That's cool.
Nice.
Desoldering wire.
Desoldering wire. I can put this on all those bad joints that I made.
Right.
And I can touch this to it and heat it up, and it will suck in the solder, absorb it, and then I take it away, and the solder is off of the joint.
No.
Yeah, so I need this when I correct the soldering joints that I've created. Okay. Then I've got my soldering tool. Here you go. Now, what really excited me about this, and Dave Fear pointed it out on the one for $70, let's actually bring this up through the magnifier, through the microscope, so that you can see what I'm seeing here. It has a temperature gauge, and it goes from 200 C all the way up to 450. And it's just a dial. So for a cheap little thing, that's pretty good. Look at what else we've got. It does go up to 60 watts.
Cool.
So it's a pretty you know, it's going to heat up pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Apparently, should do a pretty good job. We'll see. I mean, we're going to be checking it out on future demonstrations and seeing how it works. So, but then it also came with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5
tips.
Extra tips. So we've got some extra tips there that came with this, and each one is a little bit different for different jobs.
Right.
And I expect that as I grow and learn how each one works, then that's going to be cool. So if I remove this, I can see there's my tip.
Oh, so you just slide it right off.
And then it's got a ceramic core.
Oh, okay.
So the ceramic core, apparently, I'm learning, is very quick to heat up.
Yes.
And so that's a good thing. I'm going to gently put
hair
that back on.
I have a hair straightener that's similar.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So does that heat up really well?
Yeah, it does.
Good. I like that it has the adjustable temperature.
Mm-hmm.
And it does have also an inline power switch, which was an added bonus because you normally have to unplug one of these kinds
right.
of soldering irons. So it's a good start. I think this is a great
for
little 30 kit.
Bucks?
Yeah.
For 30
oh,
bucks. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's available in our shop now, cat5.tv/solder kit. Now, I've been able to get, obviously, it's available here in Canada as you see it here. It's also available in the United States as you see it here. In the UK, they don't have exactly the same kit, but I found one that's very similar, and it's only £14. So,
right.
so you can check that out. And it even has a couple of extra things in the UK, but I obviously can't test it because it's a little bit different. But it looks like about the same thing, and it is what it is. It's a cheap soldering iron, but it's better than what I have, and it's going
right.
to get me started.
Exactly.
And I like that it came with all this extra stuff that I'm going to need anyways for my projects, and just a cheap little case, which appeases my need to have organization, because otherwise
right.
everything just sits in a cardboard box.
Now, is it a quick, cool solder iron as well?
Well, I haven't plugged it in yet,
okay.
but I don't expect so.
No? Okay.
No.
I didn't read anything about it being okay. anything special.
That's why
about
you have that
cooling.
Handy little holder.
Quick so to heat up.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is quick to heat up.
Yeah, which is good.
Yeah, but I can put it in my helping hands, turn off the power switch, which I guess is going to help anyways, because
yeah.
being able to turn off the power switch and turn it back on and it's got quick heating, then it should work
yeah.
pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
But we will find out on a future episode how much better that works than my old battery-powered soldering iron. So you don't want to miss some of the features that we've got coming up. And do check out that kit, cat5.tv/solder kit. Now, I know it is just a cheap kit. It's going to get you started. It's going to improve our game. It's going to help me to do a little bit better when it comes to soldering. And some of the things that we're learning here on Category 5 Technology TV is really helpful as well. If you've got comments you want to share with us, comment below or head over to our YouTube channel on our website, category5.tv. If you're watching on cable TV, there are so many different ways that you can interact with us. We'd love to hear from you and love to find out what we could do better.